Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. And it's great to be with you here tonight. Later on the show, if we've got time, we'll probably open it up for some call-ins. So if people want to call in and ask some questions, we'll get into that. There's a lot going on right now with these Paris attacks and these threats, and we're back to red alert, you know. they go from, what, yellow to orange to red and, you know, all this nonsense. And it's real important not to get caught up in that, you know, that whole drama. You know, basically it's just a big mind screw, you know, done by several G20 events. Even Putin came on and talked about that and said over 40 countries are financing ISIS. And probably the biggest ones are the USA. So basically that's the whole program, is to just keep you off balance and keep you in fear and keep you, in need of protection. You know, it's that Hegelian concept where they, you know, they create a problem, you know, get you to react to it, and then they come up with a solution, and then you give all your power away to these insidious beings. But anyway, I don't think people are falling for it. I mean, right away, you know, the information is all coming out. You know, just the nonsense around these false flag operations. So a little heads up on that. There's a lot of energy coming in, a lot of people wigging out lately, and the darkest of the dark seems to be rearing its ugly head. You know, they say the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads, and we are definitely going in that direction. So we're having some of the real dark, nasty stuff popping up, you know, and it's on its way out. You know, it's the powers that were. So don't get caught up in the drama and just stay in your heart. You know, keep that pure intent and open mind, loving heart, and all will be well. I've got some great guests tonight. I've got Shannon Leishner again, and I've got Jerry Hugo. And these are both people that I hold in very high regards. And they are very gifted as far as their intuitive abilities and healing abilities and see beyond the veils and what's really going on. And there's so much going on in the unseen that we aren't aware of. And, you know, I kind of wanted to create a little kind of a round table just to, you know, tap in and see what's happening on the planet, what's happening personally with people, and get some insights, you know, whatever they want to share. So without any further ado, I want to bring Shannon and Jerry on. Shannon and Jerry, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us back.
Yeah. I wanted to get right into it. Whichever one wants to start, I'm curious about what your take about, you know, the shifts and the energies and whatever you have to share. You know, I guess you can flip a coin over there and decide who wants to go first.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. Wow. I was just talking about this last night with Alexander. We were having a meeting, and I was telling her that my perspective is, was this new energy coming in from the galactic center and the vibrations of people's energy going up, two things seem to be happening. A shift in consciousness, but at the same time, the vibration of the body's going up to hold that shift of consciousness. Mm-hmm. And that's also due to the fact that the Earth itself, it's going higher up in harmonic frequency. It was at 8.5 at one time. I think it's already up to about 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. And as it keeps going into its cycle of higher vibration, the indigenous animals and people in this world seem to be going up too. Mm-hmm. So I think people are in for a lot of shifts, and are going to really start opening up to their intuitive abilities, their psychic abilities. But more than that, I think that they're going to start looking for different answers besides just world government. I think we're turning to each other, of people who do have insight, like Shannon and you, James, mm-hmm. for clarity and how to bring out the best of what we are becoming as human beings. And I do see that across the world, because I deal with people all around the planet because of galactic connections. Mm-hmm. People are changing. They are looking for answers besides just violent ways of settling a problem.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is a big shift in consciousness and the energy that is coming in. So
awesome.
We do really need at this point people to step forward, and I've been helped them coming out of their shell to become teachers and masters, because we really do need a lot of masters right now to help people in guiding them for the best of humanity, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have some programs coming up, don't you? Aren't you creating some programs or some workshops that are designed for that?
Yes, in fact, that's one of the things I was talking about with Alexander last night. We're doing a course called The Temple, Becoming a Master Through Living Through Your Temple.
Mm-hmm.
And this course is a 3-week course. It will teach you how to come into your own true power and identity by releasing that which does not serve you and bringing in the higher energy of your spirit to what does serve you. In order to change, you need to release that which does not serve you anymore and bring in the love and the changes of what you do want. One of the things that kind of like make me different than just a healer is because I see imagery and I have clarity into the body because I work with hands-on. Mm-hmm. And I also do remote, but I like really hands-on. It gives me the ability to actually bring in your higher spirit from your root chakra all the way up to your crown. And it really is power enhancing to that person. So it's a transformation of their own energy going throughout their whole body. Mm-hmm. And that's what we'll be teaching.
Nice. And is that like a transference of energy or activation, probably of their own energy, to make their own personal connection with creator, spirit, or source, whatever you want to name, want to give it?
And that's really what it is. The whole concept is, they say that there's a part of us that lives without of the physicalness of our body.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole concept is, so we don't have to come back and keep relearning. We bring this knowledge into our physical beings. And we can manifest that energy into knowing. Because the way I truly believe is, we are as old as the universe. The only thing that stops us remembering all knowledge is the fears and the way that this world has been set up by misdirection of illusions and fear. And we give away, like you were saying in the beginning, our control and power to other people instead of truly empowering our own self for the purpose of what we're truly here for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Shannon, do you have anything to add to that or any insights as far as what you've been experiencing in your practice lately?
You know, I totally agree with Jerry. And you know, Jerry and I work together. And so we talk about this kind of stuff all the time. But one thing that I am noticing, and I'll touch on the negativity in a minute, but the positive thing that I'm noticing is that every single client that comes to me is in the awakening process, which is a wonderful thing, which means you are waking up and you're looking at your life going, where am I at? What do I need to do? I know I need change, but I'm not exactly sure where I need to go. And that's when people come to me and they say, okay, I'm in this career, I'm in this path. How do I get out of this path? And so with people awakening, it's actually starting to help other people spread light. Like Jerry is saying, you know, to become your own master, to really harness that energy so that you can start taking care of yourself, but not only taking care of yourself, but actually helping other people to awaken as well. And so I know that there's negativity in the world. And actually, I do a lot of removal of dark energies and attachments that people have. And I have been noticing the darkest of the dark. You know, I have been noticing that there's a lot of really dark energies out there. But I'm a true believer that in the universe, there needs to be a balance. There has to be dark. Where dark is, there's light. Where light is, there's dark. And so it's kind of a balance in the world. And I know that it's a little unbalanced right now with all the dark stuff going on. But the balance is coming back. The light is coming back. And I think out of all of this, the best thing that we have is people are banding together. People are starting to look and say, how do we support one another? How do we really make this society better? And the biggest thing that I can say is, don't fight violence with violence. If you want to get rid of the darkness and you want to get rid of all this heaviness, find a different way. Because if you fight violence with violence, you're only giving into the darkness. And so I think the best thing to do is help people awaken, help people find their light, continue to spread light, spread love, and things will shift and change. I know that there's probably some political things that need to happen, but I'm neither here nor there. My thing is, help people find their happiness, things will shift. And that's actually one of the things that I do, is I teach Theta Healing class. And although it's a certification class, people really do awaken in that class, and they really do find their happiness. And not only that, but 90% of them who think that they're not intuitive will actually turn around and be the most intuitive people around. So it's a very, it's a great course. It's a lot of fun. And it's one of many that I teach as well.
Great. You know, I've noticed the violence thing. There's a part of me, you know, I was watching some of this stuff, and people are sending me, you know, things on the internet. I don't watch TV, so I don't know what's going on on that sense, but I get enough, you know, on the internet. And, you know, people are showing me, you know, this ISIS being bombed into oblivion by Putin, you know. And, you know, there's a part of me that's saying, okay, you know, I guess violence is meeting violence there, you know, whatever, they're working their things out. You know, always, there's always a bigger bully, you know, or a bigger stick, you know, when you go out and do things, you know, you might be able to pull it off, you know, for a little while, but you know, it's kind of weird. It's like, I have more respect for Putin than I do for our own president, you know, but again, it's just, you know, from what I understand, and you never have the real picture, the big picture, but, you know, a lot of these guys are just mercenaries, and they're paid by, you know, our own government to stir up nonsense and create problems. And, you know, they're stealing the oil and selling it to Exxon and BP and all this other stuff. So they're supporting the terrorists as well. But, you know, not to go on a downer and go on the big picture, but, you know, there's a part of me that isn't involved in some of the global financing and things like that, and I'm just like backing out of the whole thing and just saying, you know what, you guys work it out. That's not where I want to go. That's not what I want to focus on. And I'm really going to focus on the awakening and healing process and initiating as many people as possible, you know, to get them in contact with their own God selves and you know, healing the earth that way, because it's just, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm sure you can agree with me. It's just energetically dirty when you start getting involved in all this high finance and all this other stuff. It's just something that I just don't want to be involved in.
No, I would agree. And my biggest thing is that if we can eliminate the fear, because there's a lot of fear mongering going on. There's a lot of let's you know, sensationalize all of the violence that's going on. Let's give them a forum. Well, that's the problem. We're giving them a forum, and it's creating fear. And so if we can eliminate the fear in this world and realize that fear is a limitation that is placed on us by society and by ourselves, and really fear is only our thoughts, if we can change that, then we can change a lot in this world if people can just get over their fear of things.
Well, what about enabling these things? Because I noticed, you know, that the fear sells the newspapers, and it sells the, you know, that keeps the TV going, and it keeps all these corporations going, and especially the war industry and things like that. You know, I've always said, and now the people, other people are saying it too. Finally, they said, stop funding ISIS and they die. You know, it's that simple. Stop participating in the fear and it goes away. If you aren't buying into it and watching all the ads and watching the corporate sponsored media who's profiting immensely on these programs, you know, it's like they go away. You know, it's like, just watch what you're putting your attention, investing your energy into, especially your money, you know, and just when you stop energetically involving yourself with these things, you know, in mass, they're just going to fall away.
Very true. And I'm going to go back to what Shannon said earlier about teaching people to overcome their fears. Mm-hmm. If you want the ISIS to go away or any other problem like that, you have to control the corporations that sell the weaponry to foreign countries. And that is a money issue at that point. Mm-hmm. What I think I see in people around the world is they're looking for a way to come into changing that aspect of the fear of not having money by replacing it with the empowerment of what their true purposes are, becoming a person who can truly heal or truly read and pass these gifts on to other people. When you have a reason to truly live because you are empowered and you can see the gifts that you have and can bring to other people, that is more powerful than killing someone. And we've been at war, what, for 13, 14 years now? And it's time that our governments wake up and realize that the people are going through an energetic shift of higher vibration. We want to bring peace. Militaries were to bring peace to the world, not violence and war like we're doing now. Okay. And because we do have the ability to wipe out each other with a few buttons.
Yeah.
At any other time in history, this is the time for people to arise in their vibration to change the energy of the people that represent us. And that is what I think Shannon, you, other people that are working for the good of humanity are doing. And that's what Galactic Connections and Angelic Awakenings are doing. We're enlightening people to what they can offer humanity instead of taking away from it.
Yeah. You know, there's a part of me that's just going, why can't we just do a Star Trek thing, you know, and tune into everybody that's holding the frequency of tyranny, you know, at a certain percentage, and just beam them up and put them on a predatory planet and let them work it out. I mean, that's but you know, maybe we're it. Maybe we are that planet. Who knows?
On that note, though, you actually you bring a lot of healing to this world. I don't know if you know that or not, James, but you touch a lot of people. I've seen you in action, and I think that you have changed the shift of humanity for the people that you have touched.
I hope so.
And now we can only bring this to our leaders.
Yeah. I tell you what's interesting to me is that, you know how, you know, all of us have that, especially the people that are in the field that we're in. Most of us are, we always feel like we haven't done enough, you know, God, I could do more, you know, how can I reach more people or things like that. And I was, you know, meditating the other day and just going, God, you know, how can I, and I said, I'm just beat up, you know, I you know, from all the work I've been doing and the challenges and, you know, dealing with these unseen negative influences, everything from the serpents and the reptiles and the grays and pulling them off of people and everything. But, you know, and walking right into the den, you know, the serpent's den over and over again. And, you know, I was just getting this, but there's this still part of me going, God, how can I do more? How can I do more? And you know, they finally kind of sat me down and said, you know, you need to take stock in what you have done. And, you know, they go, well, no, you're not going to come at it from the ego, but, you know, you've reached millions and millions of people and got people to think outside the box and things like that, which I'm grateful for. But, you know, there's still a part of me that just goes, God, I wish I could do more, you know, but there's another part of me that's going, I need a vacation. I need one of those rehab planets, you know, where's the rehab planet? Beam me up and send me back down after it's done.
You know, what you said was well said. We don't need to go to another planet. It's what you're doing right now with Shannon and I.
Yeah.
You're bringing people of the same like mind together. And when you get a group of us together, that's when you can really notice shifts. Shannon and I were up in Laughlin not too long ago at the UFO Congress?
Expo.
Yeah.
Expo. And we did a beautiful healing on this one lady. And we're going to go out tomorrow and go see someone else to do another beautiful healing.
Nice.
This is how you bring change.
Yeah.
By people seeing the value of what you can do when you tap into the universal source of energy. This is what really living is all about. When you can manifest and create heaven here on earth by your will and desire, or knowing how to use the best of creation of energy.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really glad that you're both there, because that expo definitely needed a shot of bliss, a shot of light, you know, in the higher frequencies. Because I've noticed in ufology, and it's sad, but, you know, the International UFO Congress and the other one, you know, both of them, they just keep bringing on these same people over and over again, and they're all abduction, bolts, nuts and bolts, you should be very scared, you know, cattle mutilation, you know, this and this, this. And you go, well, where's the spiritual content? Where's the beings that are, you know, the people that have an interdimensional contact, or the contact with the spiritually and technologically advanced beings? And they're just like pushed out, and it just seems to get more and more. And I noticed it personally. And I mean, we were both, Jerry, you and I were at the one in Arizona there. Mm-hmm. Together. Yeah. And, you know, I thought it was interesting that, you know, when I went there, they had one of the biggest rushes on DVD sales, and, you know, it was a standing ovation, and everybody just loved it, you know, but I guess I stepped on a bunch of toes, you know, because I did bring up the thing about, hey, you know, where's the spiritual message in here, and where are the women? You know, how come the women are not involved here in bringing in the heart connection and the ultimate power, you know, the divine feminine and things like that? And so I guess that stepped on some toes. So it's funny how I'll come in and I'll do and I'll show, you know, all the higher dimensions and the positive things that are going on. I do cover the negative. I said, this is who they are. This is what they're doing. This is how you deal with them. But it's amazing that when you bring that much information in, there's just seems to be a lot of either jealousy or competition, or either a major influence going on there to keep it in the lower frequencies. And I know I get one shot and then I get censored for the next 5 years. And all of a sudden they go, oh, shoot, we should get this guy on. You know, everybody's talking about it. You know, we should bring him on again. And then I'll come and drop the bombs, I guess, and talk about what's really going on. And the next thing you know, I'm censored again. It's kind of weird. And I don't know if you noticed that type of energy there when you were there, if there was that same energy playing out.
Yeah, you know, actually, James, the great thing, at least when I experienced, because this was my first time really experiencing a UFO expo. And I was happily surprised that there were two speakers. I didn't see any of the others because I was doing selling my CD, the healing CD, and then also I was doing readings and healings. But the two that I did see, one was talking about Michael Newton's work, which was the journey of the souls, right? So he was talking about spirituality, which was amazing. Yeah. And then there was a guy right before, I can't remember his name. It was right before the final speaker, the manual guy.
Oh, Jaime, you say?
Right before Jaime was another guy who said that he had traveled to a planet, and the elders in this planet had told him that it was not about us being separate. It was about us being together, and that we are all part of one love, one universal energy. And that even though we may be from different planets, that we are all about universal love and universal energy, and that we are all connected in that way. And so that was very beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what went on in the other things, but I was really happy to hear that. We are also going to be at the UFO Congress in February. And so we are going to bring as much love and light as we can. And, you know, I will bring my spiritual healing CDs. We're creating a new one, actually. We're going to call it Awaken Contact. So we're going to help those who are interested in having contact with their star family. We are going to actually create a CD that will enable them to do that. So
awesome.
Interested in that and lots of fun. But this next expo or this next UFO Congress will be a good one, and it'll definitely be filled with light, even if it's just Jerry and I doing it.
Yeah, great. Yeah, it's just weird, you know. It's like afterwards, you know, you go there and you do your thing, and the you know, even the people that run the show go start talking about, you know, God, that was awesome. You know, it's the best run ever we've had on DVDs and everything. We're definitely going to have you back. And then all of a sudden you just don't hear anything. You call them up and they go, oh, you're off the list. You know, it's just like, you go, whoa, you know, what happened in between that and now, you know, like, it's kind of interesting, but I've just watched these dynamics go on for 30 years, the same type of dynamics. And, you know, it just seems like you ruffle the feathers of one or two people and that's it, you know, just by your presentation. But, you know, it's sad, but I'm sure glad you guys are going there to hold the light and, you know, bring in a little higher consciousness and energy. And I just think they get way out of balance. There's way too much focus on the dark and the suspense and the scary negative side, you know, versus the more spiritual positive side of things going on.
Okay. On that note, James, then if we get the response, let's create our own
spiritual
expo.
I'm all for that.
You know, you've had contact since you were probably little, like I have.
Yeah.
So we know the best of both worlds. Shannon knows the best of both worlds. There's other people out there that we could also bring together. Mm-hmm. And we could start changing the dynamics in the forefront and be the forerunner leaders of the new spiritual aspect between our star families and our spiritual divinity.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what I do at the conferences up here at the ranch, you know,
I was going to mention that.
Yeah. I'm very particular on who I bring up here. And if they're just running the same old message over and over again, and if there's nothing beneficial or uplifting or whatever, that, you know, if they're not heart centered, they don't come up here. You know, they're not part of the program. And actually, the thing about it, the vortex or the energy is so strong, if you aren't heart-centered and you're in it for the wrong reasons, all that comes up. And so a lot of these people couldn't even function here anyway, so it's probably better not to bring them up.
I am so excited about coming to the next one, James. You know, I'm already counting the months.
Great, great. So anything, I'm just curious about, you know, we can go into some details, and I think it helps people to get some details on some of the things that you've been experienced. I know as a counselor, we don't want to give names, but we can talk about, you know, events that are coming up. And I know in my counseling work, what I've been noticing lately is a lot of sorcery, a lot of this weird sorcery energy. And I think it's the cabal's last stand. You know, they've got their sorcerers and they're really trying to stay and hang in there. And, you know, I don't know where these guys are coming, but they're coming out of the woodwork. And I know that there's some serpent beings and, you know, the grays and reptilians are the usual and just the archons. But I'm just curious if you've noticed some of the things that you've noticed in helping people over just the past few months.
Yes, I have, and I'll let Shannon continue on this. We call them hyper demons.
Yeah.
Yeah, there seems to be a new breed of alien-type demons. And so not only are they, you know, malevolent alien types, but they're also high-powered demons. And so they're coming out, and we both recognize them as well. And it really does seem to be a pretty powerful force, but you know, nothing is too powerful for the light. And I've noticed, I've dealt with a lot of clients who have had a lot of sorcery stuff done to them. And so you've got to really be careful as to, you know, what you're doing. And really, I think the biggest thing is raise your frequency, raise your vibration, and it makes you less of a target for these type of things.
Mm-hmm. Do you have something to add to that, Jerry?
Yes, I do. On that note, I think people should also really start paying attention to their dreams if they can. Really try to remember, because I've had some really empowering dreams lately. And I mean empowering, because I have actually went and told demons, just like full authority, you have three choices: leave, go into the light, or die.
Yeah.
Period. Mm-hmm. And because I know who I am and my authority, they obey. And this is part of that evolution of learning the difference between evolving and ascending into mm-hmm. your identity and mastership. And when you get to that point, there's nothing you cannot do. It is, the brain is a remarkable tool, instrument of manifestation of energy. Mm-hmm. And the more you tap into the galactic center, the central sun, if you wish to call it that, universal source right now, as long as you keep the body going in the elevation of the energy that it can handle, there is nothing that can truly touch you.
Yeah.
The only thing that limits you is, like we've been talking about in the beginning, the fear.
You know, on that note, one of the things that I tell my clients, especially when they find that they're scared of certain beings or they're scared of the energy, I always tell them, really evaluate or go on a journey to find out who you are spiritually. Jerry taught me this, and we actually had developed something for people to really start to realize and find out who they are spiritually. Because when you're strong in who you are spiritually, you are no longer below these beings. You are at the same level of them or even higher, depending on what your status is. And your knowledge is power. You know, if you don't have knowledge and you stay in this realm of, I don't really know what's going on, so I'm going to ignore it, you become a target. And so I really encourage everybody, you know, be strong in who you are, be, you know, really find out who you are so that you can defend yourself in these types of situations.
And I'll add one other thing to that. Mm-hmm. Once you have the knowledge, truly walk it. Once you walk in that knowledge of what you truly wish to manifest, it does happen, and it will happen quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it, you know, and also it's like a bully in the yard, right? A bully will continue to bully you as long as they have the power to do so. And so if they can evoke an emotion, they will continue to bully you because they can, right? And but when you give a bully no energy and you give a bully no emotion, it starts to get boring after a while. They're going to go with somebody that's going to react to them. And so fighting them is an emotion, which will continue the process. But when you don't give them the power of your emotion, they will go somewhere else because you are no longer a target.
Well, I know one of the psychics I used to talk to, they said that, you know, some of us, they said, you look like you're a big juicy fruit to them or whatever. You know? You have all this energy and everything, and they want it, and they want to get you into rage or anger because they feed off of it. And the more powerful you are, the more they mess with you, unfortunately. But it's kind of interesting. I always tell people, you know, being a Christ doesn't mean being a doormat, you know, and also, you know, being enlightened means to be in knowledge of, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and all of, you know, everything in between. It's not just light and dark. You know, there's a lot of gray, you know, especially with the grays, it's a real gray area, a little pun there. But but, you know, anyway, the bottom line is if we really understood who we are, we have the genes of the gods, and we can connect to the source and allow that energy through us. And into any situation, we can channel the love of source through us, which is the ultimate power in the universe. But we just forgot. We forgot who we are. And you know, these lower frequencies just do not like that, you know, the self-authority and channeling that love through you. It's they can't take it, you know, but they will try to shake you out of your center, you know, and pull you off your center, and they'll do every means possible, you know, come through friends, lovers, family, everything to throw you off your center. So you got to be really sovereign and, you know, and maintain your own self-authority through this walk. And, You know, it's sometimes it's tough. You know, I don't want to say lonely at the top because that implies separation, but I notice there's very few people that can walk along with you that are really ready to hang out in those frequencies, that have made a choice or a commitment to hang in those energies.
You know, I had an epiphany the other day along these lines, and the epiphany was that as long as we hold on to our ego, we continue to remain in the bottom half of the lower level energies, and the lower level energies being fear and anger and resentment and lack and need and all of these lower level energies. As long as we hold on to our ego, we continue to remain there. We also continue to be a target. So let's say that they are using our loved ones to get at us. Well, if we lack ego, we have ascended above the lower level energies, and that doesn't bother us anyway, you know. And so we're releasing, we're not giving them the ammo because we are ascending past our ego.
Yes, that practicing loving detachment. And, you know, it's not easy because I have a lot of mothers, you know, with daughters and sons, and they come here and they're just all distraught, and their sons or daughters have walked away from them, or they're doing their own thing. And I just said, well, you know, you're caught up into the concept that they are your daughter, that you have some authority in their life, or you have some control, or you own them. And they are their own souls, and they're going to do their own thing. But I do understand, you know, when it is flesh and blood, and you have that mother's love or that attachment, it's a really hard one to break and just cut those cords and say, okay, you know, I'm here for you, but it's like, let's take this a little higher, or something like that.
And that's funny because we do teach words like unconditional love, unconditional compassion, unconditional forgiveness, but when we actually start applying it, you're right, it becomes a little bit more difficult.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea of unconditional lead sometimes, but that's what's that old saying? Send them to God and let God sort it out. But that's an old military saying, but I'm not part of the military. I never was. But anyway, a little disclaimer there.
By the way, I really love what you do at your ranch. The first time I ever got to go to Yosemite, the energy of the place, the people that you bring, they brought enlightenment. They brought encouragement for a better changing world. But the most interesting thing I saw there was the ships that fly by your place at night and your mountain lighting up. That is incredible.
Well, I got some new footage and some new stuff that I've gotten, and then I found some old footage that I thought I lost. Amazing footage, and I'm putting it all together in this presentation that I'm going to be going on a trip to Japan and Australia and a few other places. But some of this footage, I'm just blown away. I forgot I even had it, you know, but beautiful footage of ships landing on the mountain and just big light ships, you know, and morphing from one to three and back to one again, and the doors opening. And I know Yosemite, Australia over there, Peter Slattery and Saul got some great footage of these ships coming right out of the mountain and taking off, and they got some really good footage. So I'll have that in the presentation as well. But I've been working on today. That's why I'm talking about. I'm kind of stoked. I go, whoa, this is some amazing stuff. I can't wait to get it out there.
I can't wait to your next Yosemite, to be honest.
Yeah, they're fun. I love those events.
I recommend it highly to everyone.
So people ask me about those events. They go, well, how do you feel about having like 300 people come to your place? You know, and I said, you know, it's so awesome. See all these people with like minds sharing and really getting it and tuning in and experiencing energy here. But I really look forward to Tuesday when everybody goes home, you know, because then I can go back to, you know, I feel everything and I feel, you know, the energy. I'm holding space here that whole time. And finally, when the last guests leave, I just kind of go, you know, we did it. You know, we pulled another one off. But, you know, it comes, all of us feel the same way. But, you know, we love people, we love the energy and it's going on, but at the end when it's over, we all just go, okay, I need a little mini vacation now.
It's funny, last time I went up there for a vacation, and I ended up working. I don't know if you realize that or not, but
I saw you were 24/7, you know, working with people.
Yeah, next time I should bring up the massage table.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun this next one, and I can't wait to experience it too.
Yeah, I know with both of you and Shannon just recently, you know, doing some work with you and looking at some of the things that I've been dealing with, and your insights have just been awesome. They've just been incredible, just right to the point. I know it's really hard seeing your own stuff. I was aware of it, but I couldn't really define it or get to the point of it. Or sometimes you need somebody objective or an outside source to kind of remind you that this is getting a little crazy out there, and there are, you know, you might say some bad nasties that are taking hits on the other side, trying to slow things down. But with the work both of you have been doing, especially helping me out, just staying on track here and keeping my body together, has just been, you know, immeasurable help.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's quite an honor. I just thank you so much for, you know, for allowing us to help you, and then also for allowing us to come on your show. It's such an honor to work with somebody like you and have the same, we all have the same goal. And it's just nice to work with people who have the same goal.
Yeah, I agree. It's like the big spiritual family. But, you know, it's very, very seldom do I really feel somebody that's really resonating at a frequency that can actually get in there and see the what's really going on. I mean, because some of this stuff is way beyond most people's scope, you might say. And I think both of you are some of the most gifted people on the planet right now, and that's why I'm having you on the show, and just because I've seen your work and I know the work that you do, and you got to admit it's off the charts. It's pretty galactic as far as what's been going on.
Wow, thank you very much. That means a lot coming from you.
Yes, it does. Thank you,
especially considering how gifted you are.
Yeah, I'm just doing what I came to do. You know.
So are we.
Yeah, whatever that is, I still haven't quite figured it all out, and just taking it daily by the moment. You know, I was going to, you know, to the listeners out there, it's funny because usually I get all kinds of people calling in, but I know everybody's just kind of hanging on what we're talking about this time. I was wondering if you just had any words of encouragement because I know so many people are going through so many challenges right now in this process, and maybe some encouraging words or some advice or some tools, anything you want to share, I'm sure we'd all be grateful.
Okay. I you know, the one thing that I can say is we are all going through this change. We are all together in this change. And, you know, the best thing you can do is reach out to somebody else. You know, yes, we're all going through it. And sometimes we just want to like isolate ourselves and hide in our rooms and go to sleep. But if you can reach out to somebody else, and when you give light, you get light. So if you really want to shift your life and you really want to shift this world and anything around it, you put out light and you get light. So if everyone, one person started giving a good, you know, let's say doing a good deed or complimenting somebody or really just doing something from the heart, if everybody did that on this planet, we would have such a different world. And so I say, don't worry, we're all going to be okay, but let's really start taking steps to make a difference in this world. And that's the biggest thing that I can say.
I agree. How about you, Jerry?
I'm going to come from it from a the Galactic Federation point of view at this point, okay?
Yeah.
And people who know me have seen me just blank out and go. So I do have some awareness of what's happening. I know that right now that the world is in a turmoil. Mm-hmm. But if they really realize how many times we've been on the point or the verge of destruction through nuclear catastrophe or detonation or whatever, you're probably going insane just thinking about it. But the thing is, it's not going to happen. That the world is protected by our star families, our angelic families, and by each other. Okay? Mm-hmm. So don't worry about the way the world's shifting. Come into your alignment of your own divinity again. What do you want in life? Let that be your main goal. And let it be more of a awakening of who you are instead of what you can achieve through material possessions. Because material possessions can always be taken away, but what you become in the aspect of being a healer or a reader or a seer, those can never be taken away. And that's why we need the great teachers like you and the master, okay, to bring out the best of humanity. And that's what I'm really finding out. The people that are truly searching, the ones that come to galactic connections or to angelic awakenings, they are looking for not only the direction and the purpose of their life, but what can they also contribute to other people. And that is true power. And that can never be taken away, because all of the rest is just for manipulation purpose right at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about that. Worry about what you want from life.
And let go of fear. Release the fear, because the fear is what's holding us down. Yes, Will Smith said, remember, Jerry, on that movie, I don't remember the movie right now, the name of it, but Will Smith has a very famous line in there, and he says, fear is not real. Danger is real, and that's where we have our fight or flight thing. But fear is not real. It's something that we formulate in our minds. So if we can get past the fear and only react to the imminent danger or anything like that, we would actually be, we would be a lot more evolved.
Yeah, I just actually, funny you mentioned that. I just watched that movie. I can't remember the name of it either, but I just actually watched that movie. They brought it home on a DVD. But there's some very good lines in that movie. Very,
about, I loved it.
Yeah, overcoming your fear. I thought it was interesting because the beast in the movie could smell fear. And when you got rid of your fear, you were invisible to the beast. Which is quite a metaphor if you really think about it. You become invisible to the negativity once you master it, and you master your own negativity and your own fears and your own need for revenge or aggression, then you become invisible to it. It's kind of an interesting concept.
After. Yeah, the name of the movie was called After Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I really commend Will Smith. He really earned a lot of brownie points for me, because I don't know if you noticed, but every billboard said fear is not real, and that was the biggest message he could have put out, was fear is not real. And every billboard on the freeway that I saw was Will Smith, fear is not real. And I'm just like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I haven't been driving around much, but I'm glad he's getting that message out. There's a couple people I'd love to get on my show one of these days, and I think Will Smith is one of them, and Jim Carrey. I would love to get Jim Carrey on the show, and I almost had him. I talked to him, and we were going to get him on the show, and he just said he was just didn't have time. I guess he was right in the middle of doing some major projects and everything, and he just couldn't schedule it. But one of these days I'll get him on the show.
Well, we're putting that energy out there. You're going to get Will Smith and Jim Carrey out on the show.
What I'll do is I'll call up Jim Carrey and say, hey, Will Smith's coming on the show.
Yeah.
Will Smith and go, Jim Carrey's coming on. You guys want to come on together?
Yeah, there you go. And we'll listen. We'll be listening.
No, I'm just kidding. Who knows? They might be listening to this show. Somebody that knows them is probably going to send it over to them and say, hey, we're talking about you guys on the show. But something about Jim Carrey, he has some energy that he carries, that he projects, on the screen. Yeah. And I've heard him talk about higher consciousness and energy and, the unified field and things like that. And, he's very tapped in. He knows what's going on. And And I love it when somebody with that kind of star power actually steps forward and starts talking about these things.
Well, I say if Will Smith or Jim Carrey is listening to this show, they need to contact James. They need to contact me, Shannon Leishner, and Jerry Yusko, and we will start something together.
Yeah, sounds great. You know, I have Dan Aykroyd loves the work we're doing up here, and he has his own train, you know, and he comes driving through here every once in a while. And when he does, you know, he gives me a call and says, "Hey, let's have lunch," you know. So it's kind of funny. But he's another one that you know, knows what's going on. You know, he knows in depth what's going on and kind of the secret stuff that's going on. But, you know, he doesn't talk about it that much. But, you know, it's very bad for business, especially in the industry, to talk about it. But, you know, he's another one that's very, you know, has a good idea about what's, especially in the UFO community, what's really going down.
James, I'd like to get back to one other thing where you were saying about words of encouragement.
Yeah.
One of the things that I like to see people do, and sometimes I do this in a class, is you know how people have vision boards and they're putting on what they want or what they wish to manifest?
Yeah.
You can also do that for the world and change the energy of it that way too, of where you would like to see the world become. It'd be like this. If people were taught how to astral project to different planets and meet our star families, even if we didn't have the ships to go there yet, but we knew that they were real, how long do you really think it would take before we wanted zero-point energy and we would stop governments having big corporations spend all that money to block new technologies?
Yeah.
Because we know that it's real because we've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the techniques that if you could teach people, how to astral project and how to see even into the future sometimes what we're capable of doing through peace more than war, we would already be on the moon. We would already be at different places.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is that, and I'm just wondering, how do you reach the tyrants, you know, and how do you get them to understand that there is no gain in what they're doing? You know, there is no separation. You know, we all live within the same field, the unified field. And whatever they're doing is affecting them as well. And it's also sealing them in a future that is not beneficial. And it's not going to be, you know, there's no profit on any level. You know, might have a short-term financial gain, but the end game is you screwed yourself, you know. And I'm just wondering, you know, I think a lot of them are starting to figure this out and waking up and pulling their assets out of those programs that are harmful to humanity, Earth. But I'm just wondering how we can reach them too and just say, hey, you know, because we're not against you. We're here to enlighten you and realize that you can actually experience all the love and joy and bliss is what you're really seeking in the right way versus trying to get it through material acquisition and power over others.
Yes.
And that's very true. And the way that I've seen it happen, because we're not the only civilization that has gone through this trial and tribulation. People that truly know about star families, and I know that you're very well connected, they have what we're talking about right now.
Exactly.
And one of the ways is as people come together and they overcome their fears and they come up with new ways of bringing in their manifestation of energies of what they want, it does cancel out the old ways.
Yeah.
We as people are coming together. I can see that. I can see that people are searching for better ways and better answers. Unfortunately, even though people don't like to admit this, you still need good teachers or a leader to help show the walk of change for all humanity. And
once we need people, reference points.
Yes, we do. And I think what you do is a great service to humanity because you reach a lot of people around the world. And I'm honored to be on your show, and I thank you very much for that. I know Shannon does too.
Oh, absolutely.
But real change. But real change begins with you, like they always said. But in order to change, you have to know what you're capable of changing from to. And that's why the teaching of the master class is important, because that's what it gives you the opportunity to do. And there's other people that probably teach other courses in the same aspect. But true empowerment of feeling your own energy come into your body and the manifestation of that change through your body actually makes you start vibrating at these energies that we talk about of higher vibration.
Yeah, and with that comes contact. The more you raise your frequencies, the more you're going to contact these advanced civilizations. And people ask me, you know, that, you know, because I studied 11 years of yoga and all these other things, and they go, what are you doing with UFOs for and ETs? That's so low, you know, it's such a low frequency. And I go, you got to be kidding me, you know. All of the ancient teachings go back to the stars. And basically, what better way to turn this planet around than interact with beings that have turned their planets around, that have already transcended war and disease and have the fuelless energy and they have their environments in balance and have the technology to do so? What quicker way to save this planet and turn things around than to reunite, you know, with the greater family of man and our star brothers and sisters out there? But hey, we're coming up to the end of the hour here. Shannon, I wanted you to give your website out and your contact information, you know, so people can get in touch with you.
Great. You can reach me at shannonleishner.com, which is shannonleishner.com. I am also on Twitter at Psychic for Stars. I am on Facebook at Shannon Leishner. And then my email is really simple, shannonleishner@yahoo.com. I am accessible and I await, you know, helping as many people as possible.
Awesome. And Jerry, what's the best way for people to contact you if they want a clearing or a reading or want to do some of your courses?
The best way right now would probably be, and unfortunately the website is down, would be Galactic Connections. But we are, I hope you don't mind asking for donations. So if anyone wanted to donate to help get the website back up and stuff, it is galacticconnectionssquarespace.com. And the other way that they can contact me is Jerry Yusko, Simple Book Me. So that'd be Jerry Yusko, Simple Book Me, and .com. And you can go to I'm In Touch 7, that's I-M-T-O-U-C-H, the numeral 7, at gmail.com.
And email. Great.
That would be the best way to contact me.
Awesome. Hey, keep up the awesome work. I can't thank you both enough for coming on the show. I know our energies combined here is really affecting the airwaves and everybody listening. And so again, thanks so much for the work that you're doing and coming on the show. We've run out of time. And
thank you. So much love and light to you, James.
One other thing, I push it out again. If you ever want to do something on a spiritual expose, I'm all for it.
Me too. I'm in.
All right. We'll do that. All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming on the show, and we'll talk soon.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. This is James Gillen signing off on the BBS Network. Have a great evening. Keep that pure intent, that open mind, that loving heart, and if you're inspired to do something, by all means, do it. You know, get on with it. It's time to get this planet turned around. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.